Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today is Tell Del Tuesday, and as always, we have an interesting guest for you to listen to their story. The young lady we have on today is an occupational therapist out of the Houston area. I think she lives in Manville, Texas, and she's been a Lifestyles member for a couple of years. And we're excited to hear how an occupational therapist can turn into a real estate investor. So with us today is Vivian Ezenwah out of Houston, Texas. And welcome to the show, Vivian.
Oh, hi, Del. Thanks for having me.
So take us back. I think being an occupational therapist, you must have had to go and do some education, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. UTMB in Galveston.
How did you decide to do that? And at what point in that career did you decide, hey, I need some other stuff in my life besides just this as a job?
Well, you know, I would say before I went to OT school, my mom bought me this book. It's called The Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Uh-huh. So I read that before I went to OT school. So I always had it in my mind. I just like the idea of real estate. So I guess when COVID hit, and I was traveling as a therapist because I traveled to Oregon, and a lot of us got laid off. I started thinking, gosh, I need to do some other stuff. So then I just started taking courses online, and just learning more about real estate. And then I came back to Houston, and that's when I just really dived back into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Rich Dad, Poor Dad book by Robert Kiyosaki is a very good book. It really brings you around from the work and earn and save mentality to the becoming an entrepreneur mentality. So that's a great place to start. But you went ahead and got your degree. And how long had you worked before you started seeing there could be some challenges to working for a living?
Gosh, I've been an OT for like 20 years. So, I probably wish I had got into real estate much sooner than I did, but, yeah.
So how did you find Lifestyles?
How did I find Lifestyles? Well, I had taken a 16-week real estate Women's Network course. That's when I was in Oregon. It was online. And when I came back to Houston, I thought, gosh, I need to get with a local group because that wasn't enough for me. So, and I was all over the place. There were so many things you can do in real estate. So it kind of was the shiny object syndrome. I didn't know where to start. So I started posting stuff on Facebook about some of the things I'm doing. And one of the members that I worked with, a physical therapist, saw my post and said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm marketing. That's what they teach us to do. And I'm like, why do you have to do all that? I belong to a group that the realtors bring us deals. And I said, well, what group is that? So then that's what made me go to your free, I mean, it was an online 2-hour, I think, free introductory thing. And then that's when I decided, let me go to the 2-day. And then that's where it started. That's where I joined.
Well, I've got to ask you a question. This is going to seem like a strange question. I don't intend it to be, but it's just something that's made me think when you were talking. That is, you went to a women's real estate group. What's the difference? What do women learn different things about real estate than men do? Or,
well, this lady, she started the group because she said there were so many men in the industry, she wanted more women in the industry. So it's just a women's real estate network group.
Real estate is one of those things that actually there's no glass ceiling for women. There's absolutely no limit to what women can do compared to what men can do. It's an amazing thing.
Right.
When I started, I had more women at Lifestyles than I had men because most of the men were like, eh, I don't
really
care about that. I got a job, you know, and I'd get all the women.
Okay.
So it's different. I just wondered about that. All right. So you went to your first Lifestyles training course. What did you think when you first showed up?
Wow. I think my first training thing was Dave Fisher, and he was making so much sense. I was all over the place because there's wholesaling, there's flipping, there's all these things that I didn't know that you could do in real estate. And then when I went to the two-day thing, I was like, okay, this is more me. I like the rental thing where you just buy and hold it and rent it out. That's more my language. It's more me. So it really resonated. So then I said, okay, I need this, because the other thing was 16 weeks and gone. You know, you didn't really get the handholding with the mentors like you do with Lifestyles. And I just needed that. I needed direction. So, yeah.
When you came out of the two-day, I always ask people, what was the biggest aha moment to you? In other words, you go, wow, that's what I needed right there. That's what I didn't get. Do you remember what it was?
That, you know, how they say in some of these other things, no money down, OPM, you don't have to use your own money. I like that when Dave Fisher talked, he said, well, you need to, for a chat, because I joined as a challenge member back in spring of 22. And he said, you need to save about this. You need to have about this much to be a single family and about this much to be multifamily. So that made more sense to me. I always thought you need some money. You can't. I don't know how you can do something with no money. But, you know, I do think you need the money. So that it just seemed to be more. And, you know, that's where I thought, OK, that makes sense.
So it comes across with more integrity, sounds more down to earth. Feels better. What did you think about the fact that people were so open about their finances and about money?
That's interesting. I like that. And you know, I mean, since I started, I've been going to almost all the road trips, especially the single family. And I was like, wow, I just talk to people and they're just very open. It's like a big family. So I like that. And it's a really great community. That, I mean, even though I go to other, you know, meetups and stuff like that, it's just Lifestyles is to me a little different, where everyone's, you kind of feel like, okay, you know, you got members that are like your tribe and you can ask them questions and everyone's kind of honest with you about. So I find that to be a really cool.
When you decided to get started, what were your thoughts? What was your first goal?
My first goal was I wanted to buy a single family, start with single family and buy it with good instruction in the right way. And to make, and with the mentors, I mean, I always felt like, okay, I could call a mentor anytime. But, that was my first goal, is just to start buying single family homes and just have the guidance to do it. 'Cause I was kind of scared at first. I was like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. But I felt better, you know, just doing it with a mentor.
Share your story about your first single-family house with us.
Okay, my first single-family went on a road trip, and this was offered in the road trip, I guess. And it was a new build out in Livingston, and I guess the builder, I guess, had some excess stuff that they needed to sell off, I guess, I'm thinking. And so I went out to look at that, and that was my first one. Yeah, it's about an hour and 45 minutes from me. So,
all right, yeah. So you went for a brand new build, which is not normal. That's not our normal approach. Did you still get it inspected?
Oh, yeah, I got it inspected.
Mm-hmm. Got it appraised?
Got it appraised, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Since you didn't have any repairs to do, you couldn't use the hard money on it. You just went to conventional financing?
I sure did. And I didn't think I could because I'm, you know, I'm kind of part time at work. But I met my lender at one of the my first road trip. I met a lender and, you know, was collecting cards. So I used him and he said, oh, yeah, you qualify. You qualify for a conventional. I'm like, oh, I was surprised. So, but it was, you know, the houses out there, I call it kind of the country, they're not priced like the houses near Houston. So it was not a very expensive property. Yeah. So
what kind of price are we looking at? I mean, the average in Houston is $350,000. What was this one going for?
Yeah, well, that house, Dale, was $121,000.
Brand new, $121,000.
Brand new.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's great. Mm-hmm. And I assume you rented it out?
Oh, yeah. Rented it out. It's, yeah, it's out there in the country. I didn't know much about that area. That's one thing I learned is I want to learn more about, you know, yeah, there may be a deal at wherever, but I need to know my customer. I need to know who's out there, you know. So next time I'll dig deeper into the area because Polk County is kind of a more of a lower income type county. That's what I've heard from realtors. And I spoke to a realtor out there and she said, well, these people out here don't have Houston money. And I said, ooh, okay. So
yeah, well, maybe that's why the builder was selling the houses to you so cheap, right? They didn't have the Houston money to buy them, you know.
I wish I had done a little bit more digging about the county area to learn more about that. But that's okay. That was my first one. I took my step, and I learned a lot.
So what did you do to lease it? What approaches did you work with?
Well, my mentor said, since the house is kind of a little further away from you, build up your team. So I thought, okay, let me find a realtor who knows the area. And I did. And, you know, handyman that knows the area. And I did. And so that's how I started out, just building a team so that I'm not running down there all the time because that's an hour and a 45-minute drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did we get positive cash flow out of this first deal?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What kind
of
cash flow?
The rents weren't what the initial quest, you know, brought out because, like the realtor said, the people out there can't afford the kind of rents that, you know, the Houston people do. But I still got positive cash flow. Yes, I did.
Okay. Now how long does this whole process take from when you joined to buying this first property?
Okay, I joined in spring, April of 2022. I made that purchase in August of 2022.
All right, so you jumped right on it. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your thoughts after the first one?
My thoughts after the first one was, that wasn't that hard. And, of course, I had the guidance and the tools, like you all have the little checklist of all the things you need to be doing and looking at. So that was nice to follow. The next one happened. I ended up selling something, a house that I had before I joined Lifestyles, and I sold that house in December of 22. And I didn't even know what a 1031 exchange was, and that's what I did. That's what I used for that one.
So, curiosity, why did you sell the house that you had before you joined?
Why did I sell the house? It was a townhome. And I don't think Lifestyles recommends buying townhomes, but I had that before I joined Lifestyles.
Okay. So you sold that. Did you do a 1031? You'd never heard of a 1031. Did you end up doing a 1031?
I ended up doing a 1031. Like I said, I never heard of it until I joined Lifestyles. And I was like, okay, what is this? And I heard Dave Fisher talking about defer until you die. And, you know, with this 1031, so I kind of researched it, found a vendor and called them and, you know, talked to them about it. And then I said, okay, well, let me do this 1031 on this property. And I ended up 1031 exchanging it, and then I know that when you let the realtors and lifestyles know you're in a 1031, then, you know, they kind of help you, maybe hopefully help you find something since you're in that crunch. That's one thing I don't like about the 1031, that time crunch. But I found something. Yeah.
Yeah, the time restriction you're speaking about is you have to identify the next property you're going to buy within 45 days of selling that property. And then you have to close within 180 days of selling that other property. So there is some time restrictions on that.
Yes.
But you made it through those restrictions? You jumped through the hoops?
I did. It was something else, but I did. I found something. I found a duplex.
Well, before we go to the duplex, let's talk about how much capital gains you would have had on this other property. You sold it. Did you sell it for a profit?
Oh, yeah. The capital gains was about over $100,000.
And you paid no taxes on that $100,000?
I did not.
Okay, say that again so people out there can hear that. You made $100,000 and paid no taxes on it.
Okay, so when you say capital gains, you're saying how much that home appreciated from when I bought it. And
right.
I didn't want to pay that tax on that over $100,000. So that's why I did the 1031. Yeah.
That's amazing. That is amazing. You think about it. I don't know how much you make working part-time like you make, but to make $100,000 all at one shot, boom, sold it, make $100,000, and then not pay taxes on that? To me, that seems like that's got to be quite a change in the quality of your life, or at least mentally in your position in life. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that. We'll be right back with Vivian and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Vivian Ezenwah out of Houston, Texas. All right, so as we're talking here, as we went to break, you took a townhouse and sold it, 1031, $100,000 capital gain, no taxes, rolled that into a duplex. Let's talk about the duplex. How did you find it? And tell us about it.
Okay, I found that through, one of the realtors, Lifestyles Realtors, they knew I was in a 1031, so she called me and said, hey, you want to go look at this duplex? And I said, oh, yeah. So I went out that day and went and looked at it and had it inspected, but there were tenants in there already. So I bought this duplex from a Lifestyles member, and he was selling that. So then I had never bought a property with tenants in place, but since I was in that 1031 and I had nothing else, I've been looking, but nothing else, you know, on the radar, I just said, you know what, I'll go ahead. I went and inspected. I went and looked at it with the tenants in there. And then, of course, I had it inspected and I went ahead and went for that.
Now, there's always a risk when you take somebody else's tenants on that they didn't screen them correctly. How did you fare on that? Were you lucky? Were they decent tenants or did they turn out to be problematic?
Yeah, I couldn't get the application. I got the leases, the lease that they signed with the previous owner. And I looked over that. It was a 12-month lease. And, they were okay. They were okay. After a while, I had to find new tenants.
Okay. So did you make any money on this? Did you buy it at its appraised value or below its appraised value, or how did you do?
Because it was a 1031 exchange, I spoke to my mentors about this. I had all that cash, and I needed to deploy it somewhere. So I just paid cash for the property. I know that's not, but I needed some place to put the money. And then 6 months later, I was able to, and I used Lifestyles Finance or something, and I was able to get some money out of that property.
Okay, so you paid cash to take care of all the cash you had left over from the 1031, and then you did a cash-out refinance 6 months later because you have to wait 6 months.
Yes.
And so you got a duplex. Now you're up to three units. You cash in from one townhouse to two units, two rent units. And just out of curiosity, where was this located at, and how much did you pay for this duplex?
Oh, it's located in Texas City. And the duplex was about $215,000.
Okay. A little more than $100,000 a unit. That's not bad. And positive cash flow on this one or not?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Positive cash flow.
All right. Now you got two properties paying you positive cash flow. What are you thinking at this point? You're two deals in. Your mindset's got to change a little bit now. You've got to build some confidence, obviously. What else were you thinking at this point? What was going through your mind two deals in?
What I was thinking is I've only done small little rehabs. Like the townhome that I sold, I had to do a small little, get it ready to put it on the market. So that was under about $10,000. The inspector look at and GC go out and look at that duplex. I was looking at, people were living there, so I was kind of waiting when they left. I would, fix up the property and get it rented again. So that was a small little rehab. Then, of course, the new build out in Livingston, I had to get it ready. Like, I put ceiling fans, I put blinds, I put a, privacy lock and, peephole, things that I needed. That wasn't that much. And plus, they gave me back money at the closing table, some kind of bonus at the closing table. So I used that money to fix that up. So now I thought, I need to find a property and get some rehab, with the rehab and get some equity and, that kind of stuff. So that's what I was thinking.
I think that saying is chomping at the bit. You were ready and wanted to get it going.
Yes.
Okay, so how did you find your next property, and was it one of those rehab-type deals?
It was. And I think, did I find this at a... Yes, it was a blast. It was an email blast, and I went to look at it. It was, I was tag two, and I went with tag one and two. We both went and looked at it, and he passed on it, and I called him and asked him, why'd you pass? And he gave me an honest answer, told me why. And then I went and I told, Jennifer, I said, I looked at everything. I talked to my mentors. I said, this property, everything else was so, either 45 minutes, an hour and 30 minutes. I said, this is close to me. This is not that far from me, So I looked at the numbers and, had my mentor look at it too, and I said, I'm going for it.
Okay.
Yeah, this rehab was about $28,000-$30,000. Yeah. So I said, I can do that. That's not a big rehab, not too big. I can handle that. So.
And did you use hard money lending this time?
I sure did.
So. You were able to borrow the money to buy it and borrow the money to do the rehab also?
Exactly. Now, I did go over that rehab a little bit with my own money because, some other things came up. So, but, at the end of the day, that one, by the time I got out of that hard money, I had a renter before I refied to my conventional DSCR loan. So I had, the renter in place. already. So that was nice.
That's great. Now I'm curious. I'm waiting here with the drum roll. What kind of equity capture did you get on your first rehab?
Oh, my first rehab, that equity capture, let me give you that number, was about
$36,000. There you go. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good little sum. And again, compared to...
You know what? Back up. Let me... I said that wrong. I said that wrong. It was close to 50. My bad. It was close to 50.
There you go. Cheating yourself out of success already.
Yes. Yeah, I was looking at a different number. It was close to 50, so I was happy about that. Mm-hmm.
All right. And how much total out of pocket did you have to come away with to close this deal?
Total out of pocket, I would say maybe around about 20-something thousand.
Okay, so I'm going to just do a little radio math with the telephone, which is not allowed in radio, but I do it anyway all the time. So we're going to take 20,000 and divide it by 50,000, and we got a 40% return, instant 40% return. Wow, $50,000 gain, 40% return right out of the blocks. That's pretty good. Did you get cash flow on it also?
Oh, yeah. Cash flow and the tenant, he's been there for, it's going on 2 years now, and I raised the rent. Yeah.
All right. So a little recap here. We're talking about you bought one rent house, then you bought a duplex, which gave you two more units. You now had three, and now this is your fourth property house. Mm-hmm. You got four rental units. You've made over $150,000 on equity capture already. Tell us about the next one. How soon was it, and how did that process work?
The next one was a couple months later. I did that rehab. It was about total 36, that last one I told you about, and I said, okay. So I started looking at some more email blasts, and I said, okay, this is a bigger rehab. I talked to my mentor, and I'm like, oh, my God, this rehab is $70,000. I'm like, I mean, that's a lot. And after we looked at the numbers and I went down, looked at the area, liked the area, I said, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. I did a rehab for 36. Let me go higher. So that was the next one. And that one's out in Sweeney. So that's another about 50, maybe 45 to 50 minutes from me, but in my county. So, and that one was, wow, that was a big rehab.
You know what I like about your story is you keep saying, I went back to my mentor and spoke to my mentor. That says a lot about wanting to get the job done right. Who was your mentor through all this? Was it one or more?
I talked to all three of the Houston mentors. So I talked to Sorrell, I talked to Doug, and I talked to Hind. So I used all three of them.
That's great. That gets you where you need to go that way. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this. What kind of deal was this? Was this a rehab also, or was this?
This was a rehab, a big one. I mean, to me, maybe to someone else, it may not be big, but it was a house that was abandoned for 1 year, just sitting there 1 year. The father passed away and the daughter was in Lubbock or something. So they were trying to sell it. And of course, a wholesaler deal, because some of the properties are wholesalers. So the last one was a wholesale deal as well, but through my lifestyles realtor. So, yeah. So I went and looked at it. And the first time I went to look at it, I brought my mom to look at it, too. And she walked in the front door and ran right back out because there were holes in the roof. It was terrifying. I was like, oh, my goodness. It was just scary.
All right. So how did you know you could still do it? Did someone walk it with you and inspect it? Did you get a number?
The realtor, Lifestyles Realtor, we walked it. And then, of course, the GC, general contractor, we kind of looked at it and I've never done this before. We tore out a wall. We turned a closet into a bathroom. You know, that was a big rehab for me. And so when I first looked at this house, I said, oh, my goodness. Before I couldn't see a vision. Now I could see the vision of, you know, the GC saying, oh, we're going to tear out this wall. We're going to put a new kitchen. The house was just a total gut job. And I've never done that before. So it's amazing the transformation of what this house looks like now. Even when I would go down there, check on the work, because I was down there all the time, checking on the workers. And the next door neighbor, I would just talk to her, and she's right across the street in her garden, and she's like, wow, that house looks good. And I said,
okay. That's funny. So let's talk dollars and cents. How much money did you put into renovating this house?
About $70,000, and it was a hard money loan I used.
Okay. So I'm going to go, what did you purchase it for?
$99,000.
Okay, so we got $100,000 to buy it, $70,000 to renovate it. We're in for $170,000. And what was it worth after you were done with all this wonderful renovation?
Like the appraisal value? Can I mention that?
You sure can.
$35,000.
Holy smokes. All right, so you made another, $65,000 equity capture. Unbelievable. Girl, you've got the touch.
I don't know about that, but I'm learning.
You've got the touch, boy. I tell you what, that's five. Now, is that how many properties you have now, or did you do another one?
No, that's it. That's it. Okay. I'm itching for another one, but that's it right now.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk total cash flow now. Now that you added this last property to it.
Total cash
flow. You said $700,000 with four of them. How much with five of them?
I would guess you add another about $190,000 onto that.
Okay, so about $900 a month cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how many more of those are going to take?
And I use DSCR loans, so the interest rate's a little bit, it's a little bit more to use a DSCR loan. So.
And for those that don't know what that means is because she doesn't have enough earned income to qualify for five loans, she's using just the debt coverage ratio loan, which is based on the value of the houses. So you have to buy them right and do a great job.
Right.
To be able to get the loans to work, and she did that. So, I mean, that's amazing. So, all in total now, we're talking about, let's see here, $215,000 captured equity. I mean, did you ever think you're going to make that much money in a short period of time?
No, I never thought that. But, you know, I never thought that. Mm-mm. And this lifestyle has an awesome community and just awesome roadmap. So, yeah, with that proper guidance, I think it's possible. Even though I was a little terrified, I'm like, oh, can this really happen? This, you know, but yeah, you can do it. Yeah.
So we only have 30 seconds left. What are you going to do next? What's your future plans here?
Well, I upgraded my membership. I thought, you know, I've been a challenge for 2 years. Let me upgrade. So I upgraded to PIG, and now I'm trying to take that multifamily education. So that's what I'm focused on now, looking at, you know, multifamily commercial, maybe an IRO, maybe passive. But right now I'm just doing that education.
All right. Well, it's a great story. We really appreciate you coming on and sharing it with everybody and everybody else out there. Remember this, Vivian, just like you, except one thing. She now has $250,000 more equity and $1,000 a month cash flow. That's where you need to be. Vivian, thank you for coming on. The rest of you out there, remember, this is not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.